All right, guys, this is the deal. We won 31-10. Game's over. So now we've got a blog post up, and I just want to go over a couple things, a couple points to hit on. Wins are always great, but what do we learn? All right. So first thing, Russell looked pretty good. Underthrew a couple deep balls, but 6 for 9, 50 yards, I'll take it. Okay, second thing, Chaz Schoens looks like a complete stud, and I don't think you can argue with that. I mean, he was adjusting the ball, jumping, catches in traffic. I mean, you can't beat that. I definitely think McFadden and Bush looked far superior to Fargus. You know, I know there's a lot of argument for Fargus. I think Raider Nation's starting to grow a little bit restless with Fargus and his, you know, his injuries. And, you know, he runs hard, but he just, you know, he kind of churns, and typically he's kind of like a 2-yard runner. At least that's what he seems like to me. So we'll see about what happens with Fargus. Nick Miller, obviously, kind of a feel-good guy at 5'8", really fast. He's going to need a couple more big plays like the one he had to stick, but I like the opportunity that he has. Michael Huff made a good play, and you know what? Good for him. He needs to cement himself a little bit, kind of restore himself in the minds of Raider Nation, just so he's not so, you know, bust, as we all label him. Namdi Asamoah, he said during the in-game interview that we're going to blitz more. So I'm kind of curious as if maybe Davis is realizing he doesn't have the front four talent to rush and get good pressure, and maybe he's relaxed his stance on blitzing. We'll see how that goes. I'm not holding my breath, but then again, you know, we do have John Marshall, and I know that he does like to blitz a little bit, so we'll see what happens. Raiders rush defense, a little bit spotty. Was getting a little pushed back on that second drive. Apparently Warren and Morrison got crossed up. Kelly wasn't in the game. I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but hopefully they'll get that fixed. Obviously penalties were a huge problem, especially interior line penalties. Nothing new to us, but Cable needs to really address that. And I think the biggest thing, though, is we fought through those and didn't let them get us down. I think in the past we've done that, so that's also a good thing. Isaiah Ekajuba was hurt. That's a huge loss for our special teams coverage units if he's going to be lost for any significant amount of time. So hopefully he's okay. We'll keep you monitored on his progress in the next couple of days. No turnovers for a preseason game is something of a rarity. So you can look at that how you will. I'm thinking that's probably a pretty good thing. And from the camp reports that we've been hearing, it doesn't seem like the Raiders are putting the ball on the ground or throwing that many interceptions, unless it's Namdi Asamoah, but then who could blame him? He's the best cornerback in the league. I thought Gradkowski looked really smooth and in control playing with the second team. That's going to make it difficult for Fry, but I thought Fry also looked pretty good playing with the third team. It's going to be difficult for Fry unless he gets some time with that second team to prove what he can do there. Interesting that they both played well in that. Garcia is still hurt. He's 39 years old. We just don't know what's going to happen there. So keep an eye on that. Maybe I'll be the first to say that maybe Garcia is a possible cut candidate just because of his age and his injury history. It might be an injury buyout type thing or injured reserve, but whatever it is. I'll be the first to say it. I don't think it's going to happen, but just as a little note that could happen. The running back rotation that Tom Cable talked about didn't really seem like a rotation. It seemed like Fargus, McFadden, Bush kind of in a line, kind of a straight depth chart type thing. So I'm a little curious about that, if that's going to be something they implement later or if that's how it's going to be, that he just kind of rotates them and keeps them fresh. We'll see how he works that. Darius Heyward-Bey, I mean, I think he looked like the type of player that can open up underneath routes, and he certainly had speed. He had a step on that deep ball. I think Russell just underthrew him a little bit and enabled that player, that safety, to come over and knock it away. But he definitely had a step on the guy. He made a nice catch on the slant route. Overall, not a bad showing from Heyward-Bey and a good confidence builder. Going back to a couple of things I said earlier, what to watch. Well, what young players will shine? I said Lewis Murphy and Slade Norris on defense. And I'd like to say they did pretty well. Murphy, 2 catches for 40 yards, Norris, 4 solo tackles. I think they all look pretty good. You know, the rookies did perform pretty well. I said another thing to watch would be Jason Witten versus Raiders linebackers and safeties. Well, caught a touchdown against a cornerback. I don't think many cornerbacks can cover Jason Witten, so there's another one. I said Greg Ellis wants revenge. He got that swap play on the first play of the game, but I don't think that's enough for Greg. I think he's going to want to come back on Thanksgiving and really show Dallas that they made a mistake by letting him go and not utilizing him properly. I said Jerry Jones may sit in the same suite as Al Davis. I don't know if that happened or not. I didn't see. But what I did hear and see was that Jerry Jones was making a little tour around the track at the Coliseum, and Black Hole greeted him. So there's a good example of just how liked Jerry Jones is in Raider Nation. Kind of surprising, but not all that surprising. I think if there's any team the Raiders fans identify with or understand, it's the Cowboys fans, because let's be real, if there was no Raiders, then the Cowboys would be our Raiders. So, all right, guys, I'm out of here. It's kind of a long podcast already, but check out the blog.